Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Tune in now, enjoy the show.
Hello friends, my name is Anne-Marie, and today is a great day to learn something new.
And let's do that together. My name is Rex, and you're watching
Studio Classroom. Friends, you're just in time for day two of our article called Roger Federer, Master of the Court. We are learning all about the talent and life of tennis player Roger Federer.
Yeah, and yesterday we learned a lot about how he came to success. And he says that it takes talent, focus, and hard work. And that's how he won all those tournaments, making him the greatest, or one of the greatest, tennis player in the world.
That's right. Yesterday we also learned that he started playing tennis at age 3. He was also playing soccer at that time, but decided to focus on tennis since he had more potential there. We're going to learn more about him and his journey in today's lesson. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
Roger Federer, Master of the Court. Federer first reached the number one spot in 2004 and held it for the last time in 2018 before retiring from professional tennis in 2022. He achieved these successes with a playing style that used a variety of techniques to reach his goals. Federer also had a knack for tactics. He could quickly read the moves of his opponents and find clever ways to score points.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 首先来看 opponent 这个名词，意思是对手或是反对者。譬如 The player respected his opponent and focused on playing fairly while trying his best to win the match. 该选手尊重他的对手，并在尽力赢得比赛的同时，也专注于公平竞争。与 opponent 相关的动词就是 oppose，是表示反对或是对抗的意思。譬如 Many people oppose the new rule because they believe it is unfair and could cause problems. 许多人反对这项新规定，因为他们认为这不公平，而且可能会引发问题。 Oppose 的名词呢是 opposition， 是表示反对或反对派。譬如The plan faced strong opposition from residents concerned about increased traffic noise in the area. 这项计划遭到居民的强烈反对，他们担心该地区的交通噪音会增加。
We know that Roger had focus, talent, and he worked really hard to become great. But what made him so good at tennis?Let's talk about that in our first section. How does it start?
It says right here, Federer first reached the number one spot in 2004 and held it for the last time in 2018 before retiring from professional tennis in 2022. Wow, that's 2004 to 2018. That's a good 14 years of being at the top.
Yeah, this is a very, very wide range here, friends. So he wasn't only good, he maintained his streak for quite a long time. We read on here, he achieved these successes with a playing style that used a variety of techniques to reach his goals.We want to talk about this word, techniques.
It means special ways of doing something. So you're not just doing it out of feelings or instincts. He's taught to do tennis in a certain way.
Exactly. And techniques could be for all kinds of different situations, talents, and industries. For example, we could say, I often learn new cooking techniques. a lot of times the hard work of learning something new is put into memorizing or learning those techniques.
Yeah, and when it comes to technique, it suggests to me hard work and focus is something that you have to learn. It's not just based on talent.
Yeah, and we see here that he had a variety of techniques to reach these goals. He also had a knack for tactics. Tactics is a little different than techniques, friends. What is a tactic?
It means clever methods to win or succeed. So you have to be, in other words, you have to be smart in order to win games. Not just practice your techniques, but you have to be able to be to apply to different situation in a game.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the word strategy. I think often of a chessboard. When you're playing chess, you need to have the right technique and tactics to be able to win the game. I also feel like the word tactics has to do with your opponent as well, knowing your opponent and knowing how to beat them.
And sometimes you have to be a little bit psychological and
clever
to kind of play with the emotions of your opponents.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that as well. Okay, so we see here that he could quickly read the moves of his opponents. This word read is a little bit different than when we read text. What does it mean, Rex?
It means observing your opponent, okay? So the definition would be to understand someone's thoughts or moves. That takes a lot of observation and understanding of your opponent.
It certainly does. Here's another way you could use read in a sentence. Good players read their opponents to guess their future actions. Sometimes if you're in a discussion with someone and you're not sure how they feel, it could be important to read their face or read their body language. You can learn a lot about a person by observing them in this way.
So our reading continues. He could quickly read the moves of his opponents and find clever ways to score points. Now, the word clever, can you explain that to us?
Yes, clever means to be smart and quick thinking. You could say that a person is very clever. We often say that foxes are very clever animals as well.
Well, definitely Federer would suggest to us, in order to be a great player in tennis, you have to be clever on the court.
I can see how this would be the case if you have to read your opponents and come up with the right tactics and strategy to win the game. You definitely would have to be a very clever person. Well, friends, we have more to learn, so let's continue now with our next reading.
Roger Federer, Master of the Court. In 2003, Federer established a charitable foundation that supports education, especially sports education, in poor communities. It works mostly through long-term partnerships with local organizations, so the community solves its own problems rather than depending on foreign help. The organization aims to do as much good as it can with its money, so it keeps its administrative costs below 10% of its budget. The foundation operates only in two areas, Switzerland and Southern Africa. This narrow focus increases the organization's effectiveness, just as Federer's early decision to focus only on tennis and not soccer enabled him to excel in the sport.
Administrative 这个形容词意思是行政的或是管理的。譬如 Mike works in an administrative role at the office, helping organize schedules and supporting daily operations. Mike 在办公室担任行政职务，负责协助安排行程和支援日常营运。相关的名词是 administration, 意思是行政管理部门。譬如The school administration decided to improve the facilities so students could learn in a comfortable environment. 学校行政部门决定改善设施，让学生能在舒适的环境中学习。另外一个相关的名词是 administrator， 指的是行政人员或是管理者。譬如 The hospital administrator ensured that staff followed the rules and helped patients receive proper care during their visits。医院行政人员确保员工遵守规定，并协助病患在就诊期间获得适当的照护。
Roger Federer has a unique opportunity. He's very famous and very talented. These kinds of people often earn a lot of money doing what they do. How do they use their fame? Let's find out what Roger Federer did.
It says right here, in 2003, Federer established a charitable foundation that supports education, especially sports education, in poor community. Well, that is something really great. And in 2003, he established this foundation. And he was still playing tennis, very busy.
Yeah, that would be very, very busy. We learn here about two terms, friends. The first one is the word charitable. Now, charitable means to be kind and giving to others. When we use it to talk about organizations, we're talking about helping people in need.
An example sentence would be,He is a charitable person. And in Federer's case, he definitely is a very charitable person. To be doing something big like this while he was still playing tennis professionally, winning titles all over the world.
Definitely. We see another term here we want to talk about. It's that word foundation. A foundation is an organization that helps certain causes.
An example sentence would be, she started a charity foundation. And in Federer's case, he started a charitable foundation that supports education, especially sports education. And a lot of the underprivileged families, if they have talented kids, and sometimes it would change the course of their family, you know, their fate.
Definitely would, especially if they can't get the resources that they need to become successful. So how does this foundation work?Let's find out. We read here, it works mostly through long-term partnerships with local organizations, so the community solves its own problems rather than depending on foreign help. I think this is great.
I love what I'm hearing here. So they're not just helping people, but they're teaching people how to be independent and self-supporting. And they're not just dependent on foreign help, it says right here.
Yeah, and we learned something else really great about this organization. In the next sentence, we read, the organization aims to do as much good as it can with its money, so it keeps administrative costs below 10% of its budget. This is pretty hard to do for many organizations.
Ooh, this is what is very much discussed around the world aboutfoundations like this. And sometimes it would show up on news when money is mishandled in foundations.
Yeah, definitely. So they're doing really good work in these communities and also in their administration. Now, Rex, where exactly are they serving?
They are serving in two areas. It says right here, the foundation operates only in two areas, Switzerland and Southern Africa. I wonder...why that is.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure, but we do find out here why they do this. This narrow focus increases the organization's effectiveness. Effectiveness is a great word for you to know, friends. Can you define it for us, Rex?
Effectiveness is how well something works. And I think in Federer's case, Switzerland is his home. So it's close to home. So maybe it's easier time-wise and to be effective and efficient.
Yeah, and maybe he also feels like that area is very dear to his heart since it is his home country. We read on here, just as Federer's early decision to focus only on tennis and not soccer enabled him to excel in the sport. We've been talking a lot about focus the last 2 days, friends, but now we're going to talk about this word, excel. What does that mean?
It means to be very good at something. And Federer is very good at tennis. And I think for his height, he's a little tall for soccer. Maybe that's why he focused on tennis.
That's a good point. We see this word excel, friends, and you could excel in other things other than soccer or tennis as well. Some people might excel in art or excel at math. The idea here is that you're very successful at it, you're good at it, and oftentimes it means that you are better than others at that thing.
Exactly. And I think Federer made a good decision to focus on tennis. An example sentence for excel would be, she continues to excel in sports. And in Federer's case, he not only excelled in sports, he also, after he retired, I think he focused on this charitable foundation.
Yeah, he is excelling at helping others as well. Well, friends, we have more to learn in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The talented phrase, have a knack for. When I was in middle school, my art teacher handed out clay for a pottery project. Most kids struggled to shape even a basic bowl, but I sat down and made a little teapot with a perfect spout and handle. My teacher looked over my shoulder and said, "You have a real knack for this." It was a good day. Have a knack for means to have a natural talent, skill, or special ability at something, often without much effort or formal training. It's a warm, positive way to say someone is really good at a particular thing. For example, my cousin has a knack for fixing broken toys. He can make anything work again in minutes. Or, she has a knack for remembering names and faces, even after meeting someone only once. Here are three similar phrases. Have a gift for feels a bit more special or impressive, like the talent is almost magical. For example, he has a gift for storytelling. Everyone stops talking to listen when he starts. Be good at is the simplest and most straightforward way to say the same thing. For example, I'm good at math, but terrible at drawing. Have a way with is great for people skills or handling things gently. For example, my grandma has a way with plants. Everything she touches grows huge and healthy. Discovering my knack for pottery that day made me love art class even more. These phrases are fun because they celebrate the little superpowers we all have without trying too hard. Everyone's got at least one. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Roger Federer, Master of the Court. Federer reached great heights of athletic excellence through effort and focus. That same approach now shapes his efforts to do good.
Daniel has an athletic build and enjoys playing sports with friends at the park on weekends. Daniel 体格健壮，喜欢在周末与朋友们在公园运动。与 athletic 相关的名词是 athlete， 意思是运动员。譬如 ，The athlete trained every morning and followed a strict routine to improve his strength, speed, and performance before the upcoming competition。这名运动员每天早上都进行训练，并遵循严格的例行计划，以便在即将到来的比赛前提升自己的力量、速度和表现。相关的副词是 athletically， 意思是运动的、健壮的、活跃的或是灵活的。譬如 ，The soccer player moved athletically across the field and showed great skill while competing against other players.这名足球员在球场上灵活的移动，并在与其他球员对抗时展现出高超的技巧。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
We just have a little bit left to our lesson today, friends. So let's see how our article is going to conclude. We read, Federer reached great heights of athletic excellence through effort and focus. Let's talk about what it means to reach great heights.
It means achieved a lot of success. So the word heights means being very high in high places. And in the area of tennis competitions, so Federer won a lot of competitions, making him one of the greatest players in history.
Here's another example of how you could use reached great heights. The author reached great heights with his new novel. This could mean that he's writing about something new that he's never written about before, or it could mean that his new novel made him a lot of money. Reached great heights just means you have earned some type of success.
And we are looking at another word right here, excellence. It means to be very high quality or skill. Now, can you give us an example sentence?
Sure. Here's how you could use excellence in a sentence. He always aims for excellence. I'm sure you've known people like this before, friends. When you think about them, you think that they always try to do a good job. The quality of their work is very high. So those kinds of people really care about excellence. We only have one more sentence left in this lesson, friends. Can you read it for us, Rex?
And the article ends, "That same approach now shapes his efforts to do good." And what does approach mean?
Okay, an approach is a way of doing or thinking about something.
An example sentence would be, try a different approach. If something doesn't work, try a different approach.
All right, friends. Well, we have learned a lot about Roger Federer's life and the good he is doing in the world. We're not quite done talking about him just yet, but for right now, let's go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 as much 加名词加 as 加主词加 can 句型，意思是尽可能多什么什么，或在能力范围内多什么什么，来说明主词在能力所及的范围内将影响发挥到最大。如果是与不可数的名词，像是 good、 help、 money、time 搭配，就使用 much， 如果是可数复数，则使用 many。 另外 as 加主词加 can 通常也可以替换成 as possible。 来看例句， To prepare for the exam, she tried to read as many books as possible. 为了准备考试，她试着尽可能多读些书。
Friends, we've reached the end of this article, so let's take a look at today's Talk About It question. What lessons can we learn from Federer's life about achieving great skill?
Now, I love in this article that he talks about not just focus and hard work and talent, but one more thing, that's being clever and to have tactics.
Yeah, that's true. Why do you think that's so important?
Because it has to be applied, because in real life, we can learn a lot of skills in classrooms or during training, but in real life situations, it's a lot more complex and complicated. So you have to be really clever how you apply those training and skills.
I love that answer. What do you think, friends? Is there a lesson that you learned from Roger Federer's life that is something that you can talk about in English? That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Rex, and you're watching
Studio Classroom. Bye! A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.